ago this week, a tragedy occurred.
在二十年前这个星期有一个悲剧发生了。
When Larry Jean Ashbrook went hunting for Christians.
有一个叫 Larry Jean Ashbrook 人，他出去射杀基督徒。
He entered Wedgwood Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas, his hands filled with weapons.
他进入了在德克萨斯的一个 Wedgwood 浸信会，他的手里拿满了武器。
On his way to the sanctuary inside the church, he shot three people, killing two of them.
在他进入大堂的途中呢，他射杀了三个人，两个人被杀死。
He entered the sanctuary of the church from the rear, where there was a crowd of over 400 people, and began firing at them.
他从大堂的后部进入这个教会，当时教会中已经有400多个会众聚在一起，他开始向人群中射击。
The people dove for cover.
那人们四处奔跑，寻求庇护。
Ashbrook paced back and forth at the rear of the sanctuary. He was looking to see fear from the people and respect. And he was becoming increasingly agitated because the reaction wasn't what he'd expected.
那这 Ashbrook 在这个大堂的后侧呢，踱来踱去的，他在寻找人群，他在想看到从人们脸上恐慌的神色，但他变得越来越懊恼，因为他看到大家好像都很镇静。
It wasn't what he wanted. No one was screaming, and there was a strange calm over the church.
这并不是他所预想的，他没有听到任何人在尖叫，他看到大家都是很镇静的。
He was growing more and more puzzled, more and more agitated.
他变得越来越懊恼和迷惑。
One man then boldly stood up and actually started witnessing the gospel to him.
甚至有一个弟兄很勇敢地站起来向他传讲福音。
At that point, Ashbrook seemed to just shrug and turn the gun on himself and shot himself.
在这个时候，好像他 Ashbrook 他无所适从，他举枪自杀了。
By that time, 7 Christians had been killed, 7 wounded.
在这个时候，已经有七位基督徒被射死，有七位基督徒受伤。
He left behind him 7 dead Christians who died because Ashbrook hated Christians and wanted to kill them.
那因为 Ashbrook 这个人，他恨恶基督徒，他想要杀他们。现在有七位基督徒被杀死了。
Now this sort of thing is still rare in the Western world, but not elsewhere.
这样的事件在我们西方世界好像不是很平常，但是在世界各地屡有发生。
Every year, thousands of Christians around the world are killed because of their faith.
那每年在世界各地都有成千的基督徒因为他们的信仰被杀。
Millions live in state of persecution in communist countries and Muslim countries and elsewhere.
那有成百万的基督徒住在共产主义国家、社会主义国家，住在穆斯林国家和其他的地方，他们遭受迫害。
Is this a surprise?
这个令大家吃惊吗？
Jesus warned us, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake."
那耶稣基督曾经向我们警告，你们将为我的名而被众人憎恨，但坚忍到底必得救。
He told us, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake."
那耶稣还对我们说，你们将遭人迫害、杀害，并因我的名而被万民憎恨。
And again, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
耶稣又说，如果世人恨你们，要知道他们恨你们以前已经恨我了。
If you were of the world would love its own.
如果你们属于这个世界，世人一定会爱你们。
Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
可是你们不属于这世界，我已经把你们拣选出来，因此世人恨你们。
This attitude was there from the very beginning, as we saw in our reading, Acts 12:1-4.
那这样的事例呢，从教会最初创始的时候就已经发生了。
James, the brother of John, whom we meet so often in the gospel books.
那在我们今早的经文中，在《使徒行传》12:1-4中，我们看到了约翰的哥哥雅各。
so early in the history of the church is put to death by Herod for preaching the gospel of Christ.
那在教会创始的时期，雅各就被希律王治死，这就是因为他在传讲福音。
So we know to expect such things.
那我们知道这样的事情是会发生的。
And still, when we hear about them, about Christians dying so wantonly, we're tempted to ask why.
但是让我们听到基督徒被迫害致死的时候，我们有时候还会问为什么。
I mean, we've all read Romans 8:28.
那我们今早的经文也读到了，在罗马书8:28。
We know that for the ones loving God, all things are working together for good, for the ones being called according to His purpose.
我们知道上帝使万事效力，使爱神的人得益处，就是神按自己的旨意呼召的人。
And we read in Psalm 116, verse 15, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints.
那我们也在诗篇116篇15节中看到，耶和华的眼目顾惜他圣民的死亡。
And so we wonder how such things as what happened at Wedgwood Baptist, how they could happen.
那我们在想，威士伍金信会这样的悲剧为什么会发生呢？
And we ask, why does God allow these things to happen?
为什么神允许这样的悲剧发生？
And we ask, why are these Christians so ready to die for their Lord?
而且为什么这些基督徒看起来好像已经准备好了为神献身？
I think the answer to both of these questions is found in looking at the big picture.
那么要找到这个问题的答案，就要看到整部的画卷。
Here's a piece from a picture puzzle.
这是一个拼图中的一小块。
One piece.
一片。
Any volunteers want to look at this one piece and tell me what the entire picture will look like?
那么在座弟兄姐妹，哪位愿意从这一小片中推想到这整个拼图到底是什么样子呢？
Of course you can't.
当然我们没有办法推想出来。
No one can.
没有人可以知道。
You see, when we look at life, all we see is one piece of the puzzle.
那我们大家看自己的生活的时候，也是看到整个生命画卷中的一小部分。
We see our own life existing in what is really a brief moment in time and space.
那我们看到自己的生命其实真真正正只是时空中的一瞬间一刹那。
We see something of the lives of those immediately around us.
我们看到我们周围的人的生活。
We know less about the world at large.
那我们对这个整个世界上大千世界芸芸众生的生活知道的甚少。
For all intents and purposes, we know nothing about the billions and billions of other lives going on throughout the world.
我们周围有几十几亿人的生命。 几十亿人的生命，我们知道的都是微乎其微的。Nothing
at all.
我们甚至于完全不知道，不晓得。We
know little about the past and nothing whatsoever about the future.
我们对过去所知甚少，我们对未来一无所知。The
Chinese have an expression for the same kind of idea.
那中国人有一个谚语形容这样的情形。
井底之蛙
The frog under the well. Well done.
The frog at the bottom of the well looks up, he sees that little circle of sky, that's all he can see of the world around him, and that, as far as he knows, that's all there is.
我们大家都很熟悉这个谚语，形容这个在井底的这个青蛙，它看上面的天就是井上的这一块圆圆的天，它并不知道任何其他的存在。
Similarly, out of all creation and all eternity, we are seeing only one tiny piece of a very big puzzle.
那同样的情况，在神整个的创造的世界中，在永生之中，我们看到的也只是整个画卷中非常小的一片。
Now the world sees this little piece and thinks it's the whole picture.
当世界看到这一小片的时候，他认为这就是整个生命的全部了。
This little life, this brief moment, that's all we have.
那我们这个渺小的生命，短暂的生命，就是我们的全部了。And
if that's what you think, then the greatest tragedy is dying.
那如果这就是你生命的全部，那确确实实，失去肉体的生命，也就是一个很大的悲剧了。So
it doesn't make sense to them to die for your faith.
这就是为什么人们有时不理解，为什么有人愿意为他们的信心而 献出自己的生命呢？
As Christians, we too see only one piece.
作为基督徒，我们看到的也是生命中很小的一部分。
But we know that it's only one piece of the big picture.
但我们知道这并不是生命的全部。
We have the guidebook from the puzzle maker.
那这个做拼图的人给了我们一本指导书。
Here it is.
也就是我们的圣经。
The Bible, it tells us something about the rest of the big picture.
圣经向我们展示了整个的画卷，生命的画卷。
Now we don't see the big picture entirely.
我们也许不能看到全部的画面。
And sometimes we don't even see it very clearly.
有时候我们也不看不太清楚。
But we know it's there.
但我们知道这个画卷在哪。
And we understand enough of it to make sense of what's happening.
而且我们有足够的理解，知道将要发生的事情。
We know that what really matters is eternity.
我们知道确确实实和我们生命相关的是永恒。
Life in this world passes away soon enough under any circumstances.
我们肉体的生命很快就会消逝。
What have you got? 20 years, 30, 50, 70, 90?
不管我们可以活20年、30年、50年、70年、甚至于90年。
Those who are so worried about death try to ignore the fact that death is inevitable.
当人畏惧死亡的时候，他想要忽视这个事实，死是无可抗拒的。
You cannot save your life.
我们没有办法救自己。
Maybe you can prolong it, but death will come sooner or later.
也许你可以活得长久一点，但是早早晚晚每一个人都会死。
But eternity lasts forever.
但是永恒是不灭的。
No wonder Jesus asked us this. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
所以当耶稣基督给我们这个警告的时候就不足为奇了。耶稣讲到人就是赚得全世界却丧失自己的生命又有什么益处呢？
What good does it have to have all the goods of this world, all the treasures, all the riches, and not have eternal life?
我们即使有世界上所有的财富宝藏如果没有永生又有什么关系呢？
Now we know also from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 to 4 that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
提摩太前书二章三至四节中也讲到，因为他愿全人类都得救，明白真理。
To be saved.
神希望我们可以得救。
Eternal life is what ultimately matters, not life in this world.
永生是和我们息息相关的，并不只是我们这个世界上的生命。
Which is why he warned, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.
所以耶稣基督也讲到，那些只能杀害身体，不能毁灭灵魂的人，不用怕他们。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
但要畏惧那位有权将身体和灵魂一同毁灭在地狱里的上帝。
Now that doesn't mean that life in this world doesn't matter or that it's disposable.
这也不是说我们今世的生命就没有任何的意义，我们可以浪费。
All things being equal, we do want to maximize it.
如果我们世界上所有的事情我们做起来都有同样的价值，我们愿意把这个价值最大化。
But the reality is that all things are not equal.
但所有的事情并不是有同样的价值的。
We are in a war, a great spiritual war for the souls of people.
我们在经历一场属灵的征战，是为人的灵魂而战。
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
因为我们征战的对象不是这世上的血肉之躯，而是在这黑暗世界执政的、掌权的、管辖的和天上属灵的邪恶势力。
And as Christians, we are all part of this great crusade.
那作为基督徒，我们都是这属灵大战的一部分。
We are on God's side, being used by Him to bring people into the kingdom.
那我们在和神站在一边，神使用我们来帮助其他的人进入神的国度。
As Paul puts it,
像保罗所讲的。
We are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
所以我们现在是基督的大使，可以说神正借着我们发出呼求，我们替基督恳求你们要与神和好。
It is a spiritual war.
这是一场属灵的征战。
And the reality is it's not a bloodless war.
那事实是也会有流血。
If we are to take part in this crusade, there is a price to pay.
因为我们要打这场仗，我们就要付出一些代价。
2 Timothy 3:12 warns us, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
提摩太后书三章十二节中讲到，其实凡立志在基督耶稣里过敬虔生活的人都会受到迫害。
And Jesus is not asking us to do anything that he himself did not do first and better.
那耶稣基督并没有要求我们做任何他没有做过的事情，他只是做得更好。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
他以人的样子出现后就自愿卑微，顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
Why did he do that?
为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
定睛仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣，他为了摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的痛苦。
And that's why we do it.
这是为什么我们要这样做的原因。
For the joy set before us, eternal life with our Lord and all that he has for us.
为了前面的喜乐，为了永生，为了和神一起享这样的喜乐。
In the world's eyes, death is the final end, a tragedy to be feared.
在世界的眼中，死就是我们的终结了，是一个非常大的悲剧。
But for Christians, it is the time appointed by God for us to graduate from this life and ever be with Him with joy that we cannot even imagine in this world.
但是对基督徒来讲，我们肉身的死亡只是神给我们的时间，我们从这个世界毕业，可以进入永生，和神一起享永恒的喜乐。
Here is the promise from the Bible.
圣经给我们这样的许诺。
Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
上帝为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾见过，耳朵未曾听闻，人心也未曾想到的。
And that is why Paul himself, well acquainted and experienced personally with persecution, wrote this.
这就是为什么保罗他屡受迫害，但是他写出这样的经文。
I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
我认为现在所受的痛苦与将来要显给我们的荣耀相比，简直微不足道。
We need not fear death.
我们不需要怕死。
We certainly should not rush towards it.
我们也不想要快死。
Death remains an enemy, an intruder in God's good creation.
在神创造的完美的世界中，死是我们的敌人，是一个不速之客。
But we do not fear it.
但是我们并不怕死。
That is why Christians are willing to die for the Lord.
这就是为什么基督徒愿意为主献身。
But there's the other question, why does God allow it?
那另一个问题是，为什么神会允许这样的事情发生，允许基督徒死？
Is he unable to stop it?
他难道没有力量去阻止吗？
No, he remains in control.
他是主宰。
And sometimes he does stop it.
那有时他会阻止我们受迫害。
Think back to our reading this morning from Acts chapter 12.
那我们今天早晨读的《使徒行传》十二章。
James was put to death.
雅各要受死。
And then Peter was arrested, and Herod intended to kill him as well.
那彼得也被抓，他也是要被受死。
God sent an angel and miraculously delivered Peter from prison.
那神派了个天使，行了神迹，把彼得从监狱中救出来。
Often God does intervene to stop it.
那很多时候神保护了我们。
The problem is that often, and maybe usually, when he does stop it, it doesn't happen, so we don't actually realize that he'd stopped it.
这个问题是，当神阻止事情的发生的时候，我们没有意识到这件事情会发生，所以我们并不知道神在帮助我们。
But sometimes he does allow it.
所以有的时候神是会阻止，但有的时候神会允许。
But I do not think it is ever for no reason.
但基督徒的献身并不是血不是白流的。
I think there's always a reason behind it.
总会有原因。
As we read, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
那我们在圣经中读到，耶和华的眼目顾惜他圣民的死亡。
I do not think he allows his people to die for no reason.
他并不会让他圣徒的血白流。
I don't think it is ever in vain in the big picture, that great crusade of bringing people to eternal life.
在这个整个的画卷中，在这场属灵的终战中，圣徒的血不是白流的。
God who sees the big picture,
那神可以看到整部的画卷，
is perfectly in control.
他是掌管所有的事情的。
Ensuring that events proceed such that his goal will be accomplished.
他会决定他所有的目的会达成。
We may not in our little puzzle piece see how an event fits into that plan.
当我们只看到生命中一小块的时候，也许不会明白他整体的计划。
But that's okay. We trust that God does see it.
但我们对神有信心。
Truly, we walk by faith, not by sight.
因为我们行事为人是凭对神的信心，不是凭眼见。
Our other reading, Romans 8:28.
那我们还记得我们读的罗马书八章二十八节。
All things work together for overall good, advancing God's kingdom.
那神使万事互相效力，使那些爱神的人得益处，他也使他的国度可以拓展。
That's what Romans 8:28 means. Not that everything in our lives will go just the way we, with our limited vision, would want it.
罗马书八章二十八节不是说所有的事情都以我们的旨意成全。
So I do not think any Christian ever dies in vain for the Lord.
没有任何基督徒的血是白流的。
When a Christian dies,
当一个基督徒为神献身的时候，
for the Lord's sake,
为神而死，
we can be sure that he has gone to receive his reward and that his death has advanced God's kingdom one way or another.
那他会得到神的奖赏，也会帮助拓展神的国度，帮助更多的灵魂得救。
Would you give up your physical life if the result was that souls were saved?
因为你的献身，如果另一个灵魂会得救，你觉得这样值得吗？
Because that's what's happening.
这是屡次发生的事实。
And for the Christian,
对基督徒来讲，
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
你将下面的话写下来，从今以后那些为主而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们将得享安息，不再劳苦，他们工作的成果必随着他们。
Finally, let us return to Wedgwood Baptist.
那我们现在再看一看 Wedgwood 浸信会的情形。
Let's see if we can see a bit of how this big picture plays out.
那我们看看是不是我们看到一幅更大的画面。
How God did both protect his people and advance his kingdom.
神是如何在保存他的子民的同时也拓展了他的国度。
Here are some facts that apparently have been compiled by the leadership of Wedgwood Baptist.
那这在这个射杀悲剧发生之后呢，教会里的一些领袖他们把一些事实放在了一起，放在他们网站上。
Did God protect his people?
神是不是保护他的人呢？
Seven died.
有七个基督徒献身了。
Like James.
就像雅各。
What about those like Peter?
好像彼得那样，有没有像彼得那样的情形呢？被神所救的。
To enter the church, the gunman walked past the children's playground.
那在进入这个教会之前呢，这个射手他先要经过小朋友活动的这个操场。
Which was empty because every children's class was inexplicably running late that day.
那很奇怪的，那个星期天的所有的主日学，因为种种原因全都开得晚了，所以当时这个操场上没有一个小朋友。
He could have had a playground full of children to shoot at.
哇，如果我们大家想一想，如果操场上全都是小朋友，会有什么样的情形呢？
He should have had it.
如果教会一切都是准时开始，在那个早晨，那他就会经历这些小朋友，但是他没有这个机会。
He fired more than 100 bullets into a packed crowd of over 400 people, but he hit only 14 of them.
他是向四百多个人射击，他枪里面充满了子弹，但他只打到了14个人。
He kept trying to move closer to the front of the church, and yet the witnesses say something stopped him and forced him to turn back every time.
他当时射了一百多发子弹，但是总是种种原因，他没有办法走到这个大堂的前部，他总是要回到后部这个地方。
He could shoot only from that distance.
他只好要与人群有一段距离的这个位置去射击，没有办法近距离射击。
He still had more than 60 bullets, 60 potential victims left when he killed himself.
当他自杀的时候，他的枪里还有60多发子弹，就他可能再射杀更多的人。
He'd prepared a pipe bomb, which he threw at the crowd, and yet it landed in a balcony and did no damage at all.
他那天早晨还带了一个炸弹进入这个教会，他向这个大堂中的人群扔了这个炸弹，但这个炸弹掉在了阳台上面，没有造成任何的伤亡。
There happened to be a paramedic in the church that day who stopped the bleeding and stabilized the wounds before the EMR people arrived.
那天早晨正好这个教会里面有一个救护人员，他帮助受伤的人止血包扎，在救生员来之前，他做了很多的工作。Otherwise,
there could have been a lot more deaths.
那如果没有这个人的话，也许会有更多的人，死亡。
The leaders were able to lead all of the children out to safety.
那教会里的领袖，他们可以把所有的小朋友在这个混乱之中带到安全的地方。
None of them abandoned his post. They stayed to protect the children.
没有一个人失职自己逃跑，他们都要保护小朋友。
Seven adults died. None of them had children.
那这个献身的七个基督徒中，没有一个人有孩子。
There were no one was left orphaned by this.
所以说，没有小朋友失去了父母。
Every one of the victims who died was a bold, passionate Christian who has gone to receive his reward from the Lord.
那这七个献出生命的基督徒都是非常信仰坚实的基督徒，所以我们知道他们在神的国度中会受到奖赏。
Was anything accomplished by this?
那这个有没有什么其他的正面的意义呢？这件事情。
The church pastor, Al Meredith, was continually interviewed after this by the media and over again gave an outstanding reason for our hope as Christians.
那这个教会的牧师 Al Meredith, 他屡次的被各种各样的媒体采访，所以他有很多的机会向这个世界宣讲我们作为基督徒，我们信心的根源。
Meredith was able to present the gospel to then Vice President Al Gore on Larry King Live on CNN.
这个牧师甚至被CNN节目的 Larry King Live 这个很受欢迎的节目采访，他当时有机会向当时的美国副总统 Al Gore 传讲我们的福音。In
doing so, he reached the entire viewership of CNN with the message of Christ.
那所有看CNN节目的这些观众都听到了福音。
Because of the continuous media coverage of this tragedy, more than 200 million people heard the gospel.
因为媒体不断地播放这个报道，这个事件，有大概2亿的人听到了福音。
15,000 people showed up at the TCU football stadium for a community-wide memorial service that was broadcast live on WBAP 820.
那当时 在德克萨斯州州立大学的足球场上面，为这个事件有一个纪念服务，有15,000人参加了这个纪念服务。这些人再一次的听到了福音。That
station reaches most of North Texas, so again, many could hear the gospel.
这个他当时被播放的这个当时现场的播放呢，可以达到德克萨斯整个州的北部，所以。 在德克萨斯州北部住的人又一次听到了福音。This
one is quite amazing. CNN broadcast that memorial service live, and it was even carried in Saudi Arabia because one of the families of the victims was living there.
那这个这是非常有意思的。CNN当时因为对这个事件是现场直播的，当时甚至于沙特阿拉伯都允许纪念服务在他们的国家现场直播，因为当时有一个。 献身的人，他的家属住在沙特阿拉伯。It's
illegal to preach the gospel in Saudi Arabia or even to mention the name of Jesus on the street.
那我们知道，在穆斯林国家，在沙特阿拉伯，即使你提到耶稣基督的名字，只在街上提到，都是非法的。
It's a country that is closed to the gospel.
这个国家是不对福音开放的。
And yet now, for maybe the first and only time, the Muslim population of Saudi Arabia got to hear the gospel of Christ.
那这也许是唯一的一次住在沙特阿拉伯的穆斯林有机会听到了耶稣基督的福音。
35 people in Japan, a country which is very resistant to the gospel, less than 1% of the population is Christian, 35 people in Japan gave their lives to Christ because of the message from that memorial service.
那我们知道日本只有不到1%的基督徒，那因为这个服务，这个纪念服务在日本播放呢，日本有35个人接受了耶稣基督。
At several schools, students met around their flagpoles the next day. 25 students at one school, 110 at another, gave their lives to Christ.
那在德克萨斯的一些学校呢，这个学生在开课之前，在他的旗杆下聚会。有一个学校有25个学生接受了耶稣基督，另一个学校有110个学生接受了耶稣基督。
Christian teachers all over North Texas were able to share the Gospels with their students because they were now asking about their faith as a result of the tragedy.
因为有很多学校的学生都问他们的老师关于他们的信仰。现在北德克萨斯州，因为这个事件呢，所有的基督徒老师都有机会向他们的学生传讲福音。
One such teacher led 22 of her students to Christ.
那其中有一个老师，他带领了22个学生接受了主耶稣。
According to a church spokesman, a caller to an area Christian radio station said that he didn't know what those people had, but he wanted it.
这个教会的发言人说，有一个给电台打电话的人说，他不知道这些基督徒他们有什么，因为他们都这么的震惊，但他也希望有他们所有的东西。
The DJ proceeded to lead him to Christ.
这个电台的 DJ 就把这个人领向了耶稣基督。
Many notes left in front of the church contain the same sentiment. Those who don't know Jesus want what we have.
在这个教会前，很多人都留言，他们都说他们希望有这些教会里面人所有的东西。
The church website on which is posted the gospel message in different languages had received 70,000 hits soon after.
在这个悲剧发生之后呢，教会他的网站上面有不同语言的福音信息，曾被点击70,000次。
The church put together a team responding to the overwhelming numbers of incoming emails asking about the hope they have as Christians.
那教会组织了一个特别小组，去回这些他们收到的大量电子邮件，问他们作为基督徒他们的希望在哪里。
Wife and daughter of an unbelieving husband were at the church that night. Soon after, the husband became a believer in Christ after many years.
那天晚上有一个家庭的他的妻子和女儿呢，他们是基督徒，在那个教会聚会。这个不信的先生因为这个事件成为了一个基督徒，接受了主耶稣。
These are just some of the results.
这些就是因为这个事件出来的一部分结果。
And for once, we can see part of that big picture.
那这个帮助我们看到神眼中的画卷。
7 Christians went to be with the Lord earlier than they might have otherwise.
那七个基督徒为了他们的信仰献身了，他们更早的与主同在。
The gunman meant it for evil.
这个射手心中充满了邪恶。
But as a result, the gospel was preached throughout the world, even in places where it would not have been otherwise.
但这个射手所做的这件事的结果是在世界各地福音得以传扬，甚至在一些对福音不开门的国家。
And hundreds at least.
至少有成百的人。
Maybe many more were brought to salvation.
也许更多的灵魂得救了。
God is in control, folks.
所以大家知道神是掌权的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Father,
天父啊,
we know that you are in control, Lord.
我们知道你是掌权的。
You work all things for good.
你使万事互相效力。
You have prepared for us eternal life.
你给我们预备了永生。
Pleasures by your side forevermore.
让我们可以一起与你享喜乐。
So that we do not fear death.
所以我们并不怕死。
Our lives are yours, Lord.
我们的生命是属于你的神。
And we trust that you use them in a way that advances your kingdom.
我们愿意你来用我们的生命来拓展你的国度。
Lord, we do not see the big picture.
我们有时候看不到整幅的画面。
But we know you do.
但我知道你知道。
And that is enough for us.
这就对我们来讲足够了。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.